Okay, so this should be a somewhat smaller video, but I want to talk about this topic of the issues of what happened, at least with my mind in traveling, right? People on Instagram, they always show the beautiful, lavish sides of flying an airplane and with their baggage, complaining about they're getting their baggage from the collection area. And I'm on a flight. But people like to brag about that shit, but they don't really talk about like you know how much of a nuisance this shit can be, right? So I finally got the first negative mark on my credit report in like 10 years. And it was over $147. I just completely forgot. I thought I paid my internet bill back in Ohio. So it must have just like completely flew under the radar, over the radar, whatever the fuck. Completely forgot about it. And I got my first negative on my credit report in like 10 years, B. So like, yo, so anyway, let's start out at the beginning. So when you first travel, at first, you know, when you go somewhere to like, you know, to potentially live, it's like, well, especially when you're fresh into doing it. And I'm not trying to say like I'm a veteran at it, but I have some experience. But there's people who do it way better than me. Okay. So I can only speak from my side of it. So when I first left, man, you know, with the slight intention on staying, but if it didn't work out, I knew I could just, you know, catch a round trip flight back home to Ohio. And I know what's in Ohio. When you first go somewhere, like, you don't know anybody, you don't know what the fuck's going on, you know. And on top of that, you still got to keep in your mind that if you're going to be gone for longer than a month, you got to keep in mind, you got to pay the bills back home. You got to make sure, you know, shit was taken care of before you left. And, you know, it's like how some people handle their first child. The first child, you know, there a lot of people can get like over consumed with it and want to be perfect, 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 you know, the whole time. Or it's like the other extreme. They just don't care the first time they do it. And I think it's kind of the same thing with this type of lifestyle. So I remember when I first and I met my wife at the time, and I ended up moving in with her pretty quickly. And she got tired of me just sitting at home all day. And so I went and worked a job just to shut her up. Right. Which was really just a waste of time and money, to be honest with you. All over how the whole situation played out, it was just a big waste of time and money. But I remember when I was at that job, that's when it started to hit like, wow, keeping track of shit in two different continents for me. It was starting to trying to keep track of shit in two different continents while keeping up with my wife at the time and trying to learn the language and then trying to work a job. You know, that shit was rough, man. Then, you know, when you work these little jobs, like these little, I worked in IT and I worked in a call center IT for an international company here. So when you work in these international companies, man, another thing that sounds much more sexier than it is in reality is working at these international companies. A lot of times is not fun because they usually have a high turnover rate because, you know, people are international, they're moving and they don't have that gravitational pull towards one area. People who do finally do it, they, you know, they just get up and move to the Netherlands for 6 months. This is how they do over here. So in an international company I was at, it sounds sexy if I tell you the stories. Like, you know, you walk up, there's people driving Teslas and, you know, plug them into the fucking wall. This was like 5 years ago too. So this is before Teslas was like, you know, as common as they are now. And even now they're still not common, but yeah, and then when you walk into the room, when you walk into the building was fucking beautiful. You know, it was modern and beautiful, which is not very common here in Prague. Usually everything has that historical look and they do that by law. I found out later. Cause that in itself is a tourist attraction, but no, this building was like, it was new, it was modern, it was beautiful. You know, you ride this beautiful elevator up to the floor you was working at. And like on the way up there, you'll hear at least 7 different languages on your way up there. Right. At minimum, because people so it's an international company. People come from all over the world and they don't pay bad for the country. But at the same time, it's a high turnover rate for one reason or another. Maybe some people are international because they came here and met a spouse and they didn't work out. And then now they got to go back home, or they came just to make some money real quick so they can go off to a better job. Like those international companies, they usually, from what I've heard and from my experience, they have a very high turnover rate. And why that sucks is nobody really knows what's going on. You see what I'm saying? Well, at the same time, of course, you're trying to, you know, do a good job, but nobody's really getting trained properly. Nobody knows where anything is. Not like, you know, nobody, not many people know where anything is, how to do it. You know, it's very proprietary shit you're dealing with. So it was just really a nuisance, man. And I remember when I was working in there, it was starting to hit me like, wow, like this is a lot. Trying to learn as an English speaker. I don't know if you know, whoever watches, they know, but as an English speaker, there is levels to how difficult like every other language would be to you based on what your native language is. So for me as an English speaker, as my first language and my only language, really, Czech is like, it goes up from 1 to 7, 7 being the worst and 1 being the easiest. And like, of course, like French and Spanish, that's like at the bottom. That's like the easiest for us to learn. And then Czech is, I think it's like, it's either 5th or 6th most difficult, right? So for us, it's a pretty difficult language. Like, we don't know, you know, especially in America, we never heard any of these words before other than robot. Some words are kind of similar, like respect, limit. There's some words that are like, you, but then the other words are just completely different, like dobly, den, like, well, chow, that's like technically Italian. But I mean, you get the drift of what I'm saying. So I was trying to learn a language, keep track of my wife at the time. She had a small kid. And I was keeping track of my shit back home. And I was still doing shit with the military back there and trying to get all that together. It's just going to hit a point where you just can't keep up with everything, right? Like, it just hits a point where, like, it's just too much. And this is another downside about traveling and, like, hooking up with bitches for real in other countries is that if that woman never traveled, she doesn't understand what you're going through. You see, because my girl now, she traveled, like, she lived in other countries before. So she gets it because her family, like, she's mixed. So she gets the getting up and living somewhere else. So she gets that, you know, even homesickness or whatever the fuck, like, you know, just random depression because you just don't know anybody. You don't know the language. Like, the girl I have now, she gets it. Whereas my ex-wife, she never moved anywhere. She stayed in Czech Republic her whole life. So she didn't understand. So that's going to cause problems. The fact that your spouse doesn't understand, you know, what you're going through. You, like I said, the random depression because you're in a foreign place, or the depression because you're not figuring something out, or you just feel like you're going behind, or sadness, or then you get happy, but, you know, or just a mismatch of culture. And it's like just confusion. Another thing that was difficult for me to get here was, which from what I see is pretty much like a Czech Republic. And I'd say from what the little bit I've seen further east, it's like, because Czechs don't like to be called Eastern Europe because they don't want to be associated as poor Europe. But from what I've seen is from here in east, the stores, all stores close at like 8 and 9 o'clock, unless it's a bar. All like you won't find like 24-hour Walmarts or Walgreens, nothing like that out here. Like, especially when you go driving out, because I used to drive from to Germany, which I'm getting ready to buy a car soon now. But I used to drive to Germany years back. And when you drive through those villages, they are shut down at 9 p.m. Like, it's dark. Like, nobody's walking around outside. It's over. And that's just part of their culture. But that's a whole nother topic. But yeah, I was just kind of fucked up because the first negative fucking thing on my credit report. I just called it. It was for $147, man. Like, for real. Like, you gonna put my shit negative for that? So I called. I just paid that shit, but I was kind of salty. I'm not even gonna lie. That's old terminology for I was fucked up about it. But yeah, back to the not so bright sides of traveling, man. Like, you just like, it's just hard to keep up with shit. And then this is another thing. I remember when I was working, I met this dude. He was from the UK, and he had the same. We would talk, but it was people. There's a dude from the U. There's two dudes from the US, a few dudes from the UK. We would all, you know, hang out and talk and shit. Some Czech people who could just speak really good fucking English, so they worked in there. And I remember, like, so everybody could agree, like, we all hit that, like when you travel to move somewhere, you, like, everybody hits this point of like, oh, it's a moment of, oh my God, what have I done? Type of shit. Like, I'm really locked into this shit. like everybody hits that point at some point. Like, and you know, in the beginning, it's like, oh my God, what have I done? I've left everything behind. It's that moment of fucking reality type shit. Like everybody hits, and then, but then what happens? But here's the bright side of that. The bright side of it is once you hit that and then you get over it and you really think a little more into it, you think, well, if I was going to be fucked up financially or whatever, it would have happened, you know, in Ohio. So it's like, well, who gives a fuck? You know, it'll just be here now. But when you first go through it, you don't think that deep into it. When you first go through it, it's like, oh my God, my safety net back in Ohio, like everything will be perfectly heaven if I just get back there. But then you really, like I said, you think, you know, two steps deeper into it, and it's like, oh, well, I could have been just as fucked up in Ohio. I could have gotten here, you know, with I could have lost my job. You know, if you had to work, I could have lost my job just as quick in, you know, Czech Republic as I could have done it in Kentucky. So it's like, yeah, well, yo, what the fuck? And then on top of that, over here, you got more marketable skills just because you speak English. So it's like, in reality, like you'd be, you'd be a little better off over here. I would say that's if, I mean, if you can get used to, you know, like the cultural norms and shit like that. But yeah, like, but again, like the not so good sides is that moment of fucking like, oh my God, like, oh my God, what have I done type of shit? Like I've really done it. And then also like keeping track of, you know, because I kept the flat in Ohio for pretty much the whole time until I just came back. I kept that flat in Ohio and keeping track of the, you know, the bit, which sounds like nothing. It sounds like nothing, man. Like if you never done it before, like I would have thought it was nothing. But just to keep track of one flat and keep a track of the electricity and, you know, and internet and paying, you know, and paying the rent with my homeboy, he was living in there. It, like just keep a track of that on top and keep a track of this shit and keep a track of, you know, like your life wherever you are and making sure shit's going, like you will just forget, like it'll just happen. And you know what, when I first noticed it, that's when I realized that I understand why people just pay people to do it. Like I can understand why it may be like a company or something like that, they would just pay somebody to just watch a fucking apartment on the other side of the country or state or something. Cause it's just like you, cause you'll just forget. It's just one of those things. But yeah, man, got first negative ding on my credit. Fucked up about that in 10 years. But it didn't go down that much though. Probably cause I got it cause it was good for so long. But yeah, man, but that's it, man. I just wanted to share that story cause I was sorry about that. Anyway, I'm out of here. Bye.